Danny, how pleasing was that?
Great 3 points again, and on the road, you know, they're all bonus times, as we always say. But if we are going to make any sort of challenge for the top two, we have to come away from home and win games. And the last two results have been terrific for us. They've given everybody a big lift. They've put us in touching distance of the top two, which is exactly what I wanted. You know, and with what is it, 15 games to go, something like that. So you know, it's there for us. It's there for us if we can keep this momentum that we've got now. We're going to be challenging, that's for sure.
Is it testament to the character of the team? How they come through things in recent weeks? You haven't doubted them, but others have.
Well, I'm not bothered who doubts them. We don't doubt them, and that's the main thing. I think that. But I have to say again, I've just said to one of your colleagues there before that when you lose some of your senior players and your better, more influential players, it's difficult to replace them. You know, and forever you feel that some of the young lads are good players. They've got to earn the stripes, you know, and one or two, you know, will find it difficult. If we put a team of young lads out here today, we'd have been beaten. There's no doubt about it, because they're a strong team we've played against, and you have to stand up at times and use as much experience as you can, and we've done that today. But it's no coincidence that when you get your better players back and your more experienced players back, that you get the results you think, they get more consistent results, yeah.
And you have asked for more from your more senior players recently as well. You feel that they could give you a bit more.
Yep.
Do you feel you're getting that now?
I do feel I'm getting it. I think that the middle two have been a bit of a catalyst for us. Yeah. You know, the last two games in particular have been more offensive. They've been more positive in the balls that they play and the areas that they cover the ground where they press the ball. It's more of a proactive type of approach than not. And that's what we've got to do. We have to win games. You know, we don't, as I said before, we don't want to be hanging out and just hoping for 1-0. We've got to go and impress ourselves on teams. And the last two games, we've done that great.
Two pearlers for you tonight, Fort and Murphy, obviously. And first for the club. Okay, Fort's first since coming back, but Murphy's first for the club.
Yeah, and both young lads as well were great, you know, boosting confidence that will be. They both played very well today again. You know, they're both a threat. I have to say, you know, from Jamie's point of view, that was just building up from last week, because I thought he had a very good game on Saturday, and we've seen, you know, what he was like. He's a good player, but I just think as we go along, I think, you know, the type of goals, you know, all the goals that he gets there will be a testament to why we brought him in. You know, that was today exactly what we saw.
Another towering display from Kitson.
He's getting better and better. He's a quality player. You know, there's no doubt about it. He can play, and I think from our perspective, you know, I think he's got enormous respect from everybody at the club. And if anybody matches my respect for him, it'll be fantastic, because I think he's a terrific player. And he links play well. He gets hold of it. He can see a pass. He's a unit where he gets hold of the ball. You know, he can score goals, as you've seen before. He's got it all round games good. We just have to keep him on the pitch. You know, he's not going to be like a 21-year-old. You know, tearing around everywhere, but he wasn't like that when he was 21 anyway. So, but he's got his experience now, and he's got that cleverness and that bit of nous that you need if you're playing up front.
Is there any way that you could dissuade him from putting his plans to the States on hold even longer, or is that still what he's planning to do at the end? Because you'll miss him, won't you?
I've never spoken to him about it. I have not even spoken to him about the end of the season. I don't think he even wants to talk about it. He's quite enjoying himself by the looks of it. So I'm not even going to approach him. There's no point. I think he's just very focused on what we're trying to achieve. You know, he said before that if he can go away and leave Sheffield United with promotion, it's fantastic from his CV point of view. And he might move to Pastures New. He might stay with us if we manage to get ourselves up. But we'll wait and see.
Over the blip now, if it was that.
Back-to-back
wins kind of proves it, doesn't it?
Well, listen, it just goes to prove, you know, in this league that it's a very, very tough one to get out of. You know, and if you're not on your day at times and you don't go toe-to-toe with teams at times and battle it out, then you're going to have a problem. I think the last two games have proved that we can do that. But then the bit of quality that we have got in the team has shone through, and it's got us six very important points.
Is the test now playing like that at home?
Yeah. It is, yeah. We've got to go to home next week against Colchester and drive a 3 points home. You know, it'll be different, because I think the onus is always on the home teams, you know, to come out and come and play. A little bit like it was today with Bury, you know, but we saw what we can do. It might be a totally different approach that Colchester have, and the patience might be, you know, what we have to show on Saturday. But I thought at large parts in the last two games we've showed an abundance of patience, and then we've got the goals at the right times.
We're hearing today that Polian will sign this week.
Yeah.
Can you confirm that?
Yes, he'll be in on by the weekend, hopefully. You know, and with a bit of luck, he'll be able to contribute at the weekend. Yeah.
What will he give you? Tell us a bit about him, because a lot of people won't know a great deal of him.
Well, he's young. Listen, he's young, but what you get from that, you get a bit of rawness, you get a bit of unpredictability, if you like. But he's very, very quick. He gets in the back of people, offers that pace that defenders don't like to defend against. And he can get a goal. You know, he's got a goal at lower levels. He's got a goal at this level, you know, where we are today. And Bury, he scored, you know, 3 in 7 games for them. And we just feel, you know, that he can add us a little bit extra from the bench or maybe even starting at times.
I gather the interest has been there for a few weeks now. Did you feel you needed to add another striker? Because Fort arrived, and I think that people thought that might interest might die down, or has he just become available and you thought, right, take him?
No, the opportunity's not. It's something that we've thought about for a long time. We need that. We need that extra striker. You know, any team that's going to be successful, you need your strikers available to you. You can't just rely on one as you go through, you run through. And thankfully, and I have to say that Neil's been brilliant for us. Neil Warnock, he's been fantastic for us. He's done us a really, really great favour in allowing, you know, Dominic to come to us. So, you know, if we do get the success that we have at the end, we'll pat him on the back. I'll buy him a pint.